Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce three lovely ladies. When these girls get on stage, I'm telling you, that's the start of the show. I give you Ireland's latest singing sensation, the Newlyweds.
Busy Newlyweds, busy show, no need for makeup. We're on the radio on the Tuesday at 6:30, 92 to 94 FM, or again 11:30 PM on a Wednesday. Whoa, 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 Wednesday.
That's Wednesday.
Newlyweds on the BBC. BBC, we had loads of canteen tea. We love the canteen tea, nice and strong.
Thank you. Hello, we're back again and we're thrilled to be here. We are indeed the Newlyweds. That's Nuala.
Nuala.
And Nuala.
Hence the name. Thanks to Seamus, our manager there, for the introduction. He's gas, isn't he? Isn't he gorgeous?
And isn't it fantastic to be here at the festival? Isn't it absolutely wonderful?
Hands up anyone who's Scottish. Oh gosh, there's one in.
Lovely.
The rest, they look fantastic. You look gorgeous there in your tartan. Great. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Oh look, we've a child in the audience. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? Shy, I think that's her name. Welcome, delighted to see you.
Yeah, definitely delighted to see a child of the audience today. Well, as usual, there's loads of people to thank before we start. I'd like to thank Tony here at the Pleasance Cabaret Bar for letting us help ourselves to drinks all day long without asking for a penny.
I know, yeah, and good luck in whatever job you get next, Tony.
And I'd like to thank Patty Boulay for her extensive choreographic contribution to our show. Sorry to the listeners at home who can't experience it, but rest assured, our acrobatic tridaggio is only spectacular.
And I'd like to thank, finally, my brother Oisín. Thanks very much for the Irish free-range rashers that you sent us to the post here to Edinburgh. But next time, Oisín, could you wrap them in a bit of tinfoil? They go off if you just put them in the middle of a greeting card.
Nuala, sorry, before we get on with the show, can I just ask, what are you doing with those knitting needles?
I'm knitting a scarf.
Let's have a look. A scarf? In the shape of a small foot? Nuala, what's going on? This isn't a scarf, this is a booty.
A booty?
A baby's booty.
Yes, so what's the problem? It's not against the law to knit a baby's booty, is it?
Nuala, are you going through one of your broody phases again?
Oh God, here we go. Come on, Nuala, leave down the knitting needles.
And the other one.
Come on, all of them. And the wool.
And the sheep. All of them.
And the shepherd.
Do you think?
Now, Nuala, we'll have no more of this broody nonsense.
Yeah, come on, Nuala. You're Nuala, not Melanie from All Saints.
Yeah. Or Scary.
Or Posh. Spice. Come on, get a grip.
Yeah, come on. We're a band, not a creche.
Yeah, we do kicking rock songs, not nursery rhymes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, I get the message. We'll just drop it, okay? It's over, it's over. I won't mention it anymore. We'll just do a number. Okay. I'm going to take this one to the bridge.
This is a love song and the message here is, hey, sometimes love adds up to a little bit more than you expected. Before I met you, my life was just a bin full of the rubbish men threw in. I was so full of shit, but then you found me. You took me to the tip, the jump. You turned me on my head and emptied out the best of baby. I don't know much about much of anything, but ignorance is bliss. As long as I know this one thing, I know that one plus one is two. I know that I'm in love with you. I have won the human race, and my trophy is your face. I know that two plus two is four. I know that you're opening the door to the house that is my life. Come on in, I'll be your wife. I know that three plus three is six. I know there's wheat in Weetabix. Let me be your breakfast, baby. Stick in your spoon and make me you. I don't know much about much of anything, but I know what we add up to. I know I will always love you. As
sure as 4 + 4 is 8. You know, boy, I think that you're great. You are the king upon my throne. Sit on it, lover, make me moan. As sure as 5 + 5 is 10. You are the creme of men. Babe, you move me and you know, yeah. Play me like a maestro. As sure as 6 + 6 is 12. You are my wishing well. I wished and you brought me heaven. I don't need to go to 7. I don't know much about much of anything, but I know that you bless me in 9 months' time will equal 3. Baby, baby, we're going to have a baby. I don't know much about much of anything, but I know I'm getting bigger. I've become a rounder figure. Baby, 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 I'm your pregnant lady. Done your sums with me, boy. Gonna add up to 3, babe. Done your sums with me, boy. Gonna add up to 3, babe. Done your sums with me, boy. Gonna add up to 3, babe. Done your sums with me, boy. Gonna add up to 3. You done your sums. You done it, you done it, you done, you done your sums. You done your sums. Thanks very much indeed, baby. Thank you. Very much, that's great. I hope that got the babies out of your system, Nuala. Mm. It's always better to sing about babies than actually have them. That is the Nuala policy on children anyway.
Well said, Nuala.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, it's not my policy.
Anyway, Seamus, what's news with you this week?
Well, Nuala's have just signed a hot new act from Peckham Rye. He's only 12, he yodels on rollerblades, and I think he could change the face of roller yodeling as we know it. Oh, and remember Evadne and her amazing foot pump?
Oh, yeah. She was a great girl.
Mm. Well, they can't get enough of her. Great. She is to balloon animal acts what Michael Flatley is to poncing about. Such a good twist with Evadne, the way they start off as animals and end up as balloons. Fantastic. I may have to expand the office, you know. I'm thinking of getting a new chair.
That's brilliant, Seamus. Any chance of a tenner?
Jeez, girls, you're living beyond me means. Didn't I give you a fiver last week? Have you been indulging again down in that Francie's Rich Fancy's patisserie or something? I'm telling you, Nuala, you want to lay off them pan old chocolates. They're going to catch up on you one day.
Sorry, Seamus, you're right. But when I'm there amongst Francie's Fancies, it's the only place I can really lose myself, to be honest.
Well, Nuala, all I'm saying is control is the essence of control. Unless you want to end up a fat-arse chocolate hoover. Anyway, girls, the biggest news I have this week is that I've got yous a gig. A big gig! Let me put it this way. Yous'll be sailing into the sun every day, crooning and cruising across the waves.
Oh, wow. Seamus, you don't mean a cruise? Oh, God, I don't believe it. Oh, how glam. Entertaining on a cruise liner.
Ah, well, hang on now. It's not exactly...
When do we set sail, Seamus?
Yous'll be setting sail 3 times a day. 6 a.m., 2:45, and the evening ones at 7:30 p.m. sharp.
What?
Yeah, I've signed yous up for a 2-year contract on the Dunleary to Holyhead daily return ferry. What do you say?
It's fantastic. God. Yeah.
Seamus, I can't do it.
What? I signed the contract this morning. What's the problem? Are you frightened of water? Is it because of when you were young and you were savaged by that pond?
Well, for your information, it was a paddling pool. No, it's not that, Seamus. It's just...
You're worried about icebergs, is it?
No.
It was just a film.
No, Seamus, I can't, you know, I'm...
It's the chips, isn't it?
No.
You don't have to eat them. They've a huge selection of grub on the modern ferry.
Look, I can't go because I'm pregnant.
What?
Judas Priest. Better get that contract back.
Nuala, you're pregnant. That's fantastic. Is it a boy or a girl?
I haven't decided yet.
Nuala, you're going to be a mother. Is this the end of the band?
I haven't decided yet.
Who's the father?
I haven't decided yet.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, look, stop it. Stop pressuring me to make decisions.
Nuala, where are you going to have it? Are you going to have one of those trendy water births?
Oh, she can't, Nuala. Breda Mannion had one of them and she had a terrible time. She could hardly stay on the water skis.
All right. And Nuala, you know, the most important question of all is, what are you going to call it? Do you know, if it was me, I'd call it Giuseppe. Oh, God, it just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Giuseppe. Oh, Giuseppe. Giuseppe.
Yeah. But what if it's a girl?
Breege. I love Breege.
No. You know, the best thing for us to do at this stage is to give it a unisex name, like Pat or Max or Shirley.
Mm. Well, I've thought about this already. You know, boy or girl, I'm going to call the baby Rolf.
Rolf. Oh, God, that's gorgeous. It's so evocative.
Oh, thanks, girls. Anyway, we've got songs to sing. We've an audience to entertain. Let's get on with it, and I'll deal with motherhood after the show.
Oh, you know, it's gas being in showbiz, you know. You can often kind of lose sight of the real world, you know. We kind of live in a whirlwind of stretch limos, stretch jeans, stretch marks. You have to be very careful, you know. You don't get too airy-fairy, you know. You've got to come back down to earth. I get a bit fed up with it, you know. Sometimes I get so sick of lobster bisque and petit filou that I just get up, I leave the restaurant, I go home, and I crack open an egg, and I sit in front of my telly sipping it. And I think to myself, God, that's disgusting. But it's real. Do you know what I mean? It's real.
Mm-hmm. And that's the important thing, to get back to that reality. Because, you know, in this business, sometimes you can get just a little bit too big for your boots. And if that ever happens to me, do you know what I do? I just take them off. And then I take off my socks and I stand barefoot in a flower bed. And I imagine that my toes are like roots foraging deep into the compost. And I imagine that my head is like a big dahlia bursting into the sky. And I imagine that my hands are like little leaves waving off the stem of my body. And you know something? A feeling of complete abandonment and elation comes over me as I get swept off into the world of the flower. Of course, the sensation's an awful lot improved by a big snort of Charlie first.
Yeah, exactly. I know what you mean, Nuala. For me now, there's a large open field near where I live, and there's a goat at the bottom of that field. Many's the time when my head is near to exploding, when I just take my guitar, I put on my sheet, and I go down to that goat. And we sit together, and I play him one of the most beautiful tunes ever written. And as he picks up his violin and joins in, I think to myself, oh God, could he not just play in time for once, you know what I mean? But that's life, it doesn't always work out like that, you know, but it's good to get back down to earth, and what we'd like to do now is a song about that. It's a song about the quidditas of life. It's a song to celebrate all those things we've left behind as we rush around our modern world.
Cheap fabric, it really turned me on when I wore trousers, synthetic trousers. I felt like dynamite. Oh yeah. Modern world, you're so impersonal. Don't have a window, no time to chat, no face to face communication.
Oh, I love faxy this. And I'll fax you that.
Where has all the lino gone? Everyone has dance floors in their kitchen. I miss the patterns in patterned lino. You couldn't see the dirt. Modern world, you're so modern, but all your modern things I rebuke. The internet doesn't really wash with me, and sushi makes me puke. Where have all the housewives gone? Where have all those quiet little homemakers gone? They're running companies, successful companies, dirty companies. People say I'm moaning, but I'm not mourning, I'm just questioning, 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 yeah, questioning, questioning, yeah, questioning.
Come on, spell
it. Questioning, questioning.
What?
Questioning.
I said spell it.
Questioning, questioning. Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-I-N-G.
Yeah, we're in.
Q-U-E-R-Y-I-N-G. Q-U-E-R-Y-I-N-G.
Yeah, investigating.
I-N-V-E-S-T-I-N-V-E-S-T-I-N-V-E-S-T-I-T-A-T-I-N-G.
Hyperparadoxizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No way.
No. Noodle on tambourine. Noodle on recorder. Thanks, Millen.
Oh.
Rock and roll.
Oh, God, you enjoyed that, didn't you? That lady there in the front row. You looking at your watch.
She had a blast.
She did, yeah. Now, is there anything you particularly miss about the past in this current modern world of ours?
We used to have newspaper on our walls.
You used to have newspaper on your walls. All right, I'm moving swiftly away from this man. And you, sir, what would you miss now in the modern world?
Oh, the red flannel in wintertime.
The red flannel in wintertime.
Do you know I'm exactly the same?
Yeah.
It's gas, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the first thing you think of come November.
Yeah, communism. Yeah. And you, sir, now, you're fairly young, but do you miss anything from when you were a child?
Oh, I miss the black ink on the newspapers.
You miss the black ink on the newspapers? Well, if I'm not mistaken, there's still black ink on the newspapers. So that man is living in a world of his own. And you, madam, do you miss anything?
Not at all, no.
Nothing at all.
Oh, God, I love that.
Good on you.
Yeah. 90s woman.
Oh, oh look.
A fax.
Oh, here. Give it here. Oh, dear Newlis, page one of many. I heard you mention the fact that audiences will often throw things at you when you're on stage. This happened to me once at the beginning of my pop career. While we were busking, someone threw a big book at my head and muttered, "You bollocks," as he walked by. At first I was annoyed, but it turned out the book was full of pseudo-intellectual rubbish and has proved invaluable to me in interviews ever since. Yours sincerely, Bono. P.S. I just want to say to that guy, thanks, man. You gave my tongue the power in a rock and roll void. Out there, yeah, nice one. Intense lemon.
Lovely of Bono to take the time to fax us with that little story.
Yeah.
He's great, Bono, isn't he? He really is the Beatrix Potter of the pop world.
Now you girls, I've just had an awful time trying to get you out of that fairy contract.
Very ashamed.
Mm-hmm. In the end, I managed to get a replacement act for you. Freddie Feathers.
Freddie Feathers?
Ah, yeah, you wouldn't know him. He juggles live birds. Actually, between yous and me, he's just a mate of mine who's saving me arse. He had a lammy jacket and a few stray pigeons down the bottom of his garden, you know what I mean? To be honest, he can't even juggle, but let's face it, how hard can it be to keep three birds in the air?
Oh, God. Thanks for sorting that out, Seamus. You know, Rolf and I really appreciate your efforts.
Who's Rolf?
Well, that's what I'm going to call the baby.
Ah, lovely, right, yeah, Rolf. Yeah. See, I just wish you'd let me know a bit sooner that you were in the family way. How long have you known about it, Nuala?
Oh, years, you know. Well, months since I knew for sure.
Hang on a second, Nuala. Months and months. You can't keep a secret for more than 5 minutes. What's going on? Are you sure you're pregnant?
Of course I'm sure. I'm eating bowls of ice cream and beetroot and...
Yeah, so?
Apples and gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, twigs and tar and pot noodle.
All right.
Listen, Nuala, have you done a test?
No.
Well, you know, you should, to be sure. Actually, I've got one here. I always carry a pregnancy test, just in case I get lucky. Here we go. Question one. Metallic taste in the mouth. Yes or no?
Yes.
Puffy feet. Yes or no?
Yes, definitely.
Have you had sex? Yes or no?
No, never.
Right, I'll send that information off to the lab and we should hear back before the end of the show.
For God's sake, Nuala, it doesn't take Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, to figure this out. Nuala, you're not pregnant. What are you playing at?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm confused. I was sure I was pregnant. I mean, I really didn't feel well this morning. Well, then again, maybe that was the 4 bowls of ice cream and beetroot I had before I went to bed. Oh, God. You never know what way the wind's going to blow. I mean, close shave or what?
But you know what your problem is, Nuala? You've been listening to the ticking of your biological clock.
Yeah, we'll have to get you a pair of soundproof knickers. Good stuff, girls, because I just got wind of a 5-year contract with Aeroflute, the musical airline company. They're looking for a bunch of girls just like yous to sing and dance your way through the safety procedures on internal flights between Chernobyl and Asbestistan or somewhere. I'll get the details. What do you think?
Good. Oh, fantastic, Seamus.
Leave it to Uncle Shamo, what?
Thanks very much. God, it's gas, you know, being up here and kind of in showbiz. It's funny looking back, you know, because I came from a very kind of well-off background, as we say, you know. Jesus, I could have had anything, you know. Mm-hmm. If I wanted a 99, I could have had it like that. You know? I will never forget, for my 18th birthday, my father gave me the key to the barn. It was full of bullocks. Daddy said to me, Nuala, they're all yours. Do you know what? I didn't want to know. When other girls my age would have killed to be seen walking around town with livestock of that quality. I said to him, you can keep them. I knew at that stage I had to get away from my privileged lifestyle. I went off to Africa and I worked alongside the Little Sisters of the Shunned in the marketing department. And it was there, coincidentally, that I took up the cowbell. And I will never forget the day Sister Mary Mother Teresa Immaculata Concepta came into me. And she said to me, Nuala, to my ear, that sounds incredible, because I was practicing. You have got a vocation. Follow your heart. And that's what I did. I went off and I joined the world of showbiz. And here I am today. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, such a lovely story.
Thank you.
Do you know, my story is actually quite different. I come from quite a poor background. But my mother was brilliant with poverty. She'd say to us, just remember, the best things in life are free. Which was our cue to go out shoplifting. Do you know something? We would come home and find that we had only stolen stuff that had been on special offer. We were on such a tight budget. And I still remember the Christmas morning I woke up in a box. And you know, I began to panic. And then I heard the rustling of Christmas paper. And it was somebody opening me up. And I looked up, and it was my sister. I had been given to her as a Christmas present. I'm telling you, that's poverty. But you know, I still remember the day it all changed for me. Howard Jones was doing a gig in the local community centre. And you know something? I walked 5 miles with no shoes to watch him through a crack in the door. And that moment changed my life. Because before then, I'd never thought of rock and roll superstardom as a career choice. But watching Howard, I knew it would be a cinch. If Howard Jones could get away with material of that quality, anybody could. And that's why we're here in the middle of the Edinburgh Festival, and we're delighted to be here.
We really are. And I have to say, Nuala, thanks for sharing those childhood stories with us, you know, and carrying on that theme of childhood, but not children per se, obviously. We'd like to do an issues-based song for you now. So for the musos in the audience, see if you can spot the Christy Moore influence in here. Thanks very much. Little Colin sits on the railway track, sitting there all alone.
Wow.
The signal is green and there's no going back. He's running away from home.
Wow.
All of a sudden there's smoke and steam. He sees the engine coming.
Hoo-hoo.
Oh no, too late. There's a biscuit on the track. His toy train is broken by a hobnob.
His train don't work no more. He throws it across the floor. He sits in a huff and tries to be tough even though he's only 4.
His mom has gone to work and his pa don't care. So they leave him alone to listen to the drone of a French-speaking au pair called Sylvie from Toulouse.
Colin watches daytime TV. Never misses, oh, oh, oh,
going free, and he has to agree. It's okay to wear leather pants when you're 60. The very next day, Colum gets out of bed and he tries to use his truck. But at 4 years of age, he doesn't understand why his little truck won't shut. And his mom has forgotten her parental duty, so there ain't no batteries. So he sits there, devastated, on his space hopper. His trucks don't work no more. His Barbie doll is boring. His dad gives him toys that aren't for boys, and now the au pair is snoring. His mom is playing tennis with a man who's not his dad. And his dad tells his mom he's a woman since Friday. Colum watches daytime TV. He's glued to Dynasty and repeats of Skippy, the bush kangaroo. Do you remember him? 10 years on, Colum sits by the phone waiting for his mom to call. She ran off with the tennis coach, the au pair slept through it all. He hasn't seen his dad for a while, he doesn't know where she's gone. So he turns once again to his only friend, the television. He watches daytime TV. He flicks from Sky to NBC. Then he sees his dad on MTV. Oh my God, she's a presenter. Daytime TV. Well, there you go. That is a song about daytime television. We tried to cover a few issues, including childcare, loneliness, marital infidelity, problems with modern tennis coaching, transsexuality. You know, we're going to do prostitution, but you can't put everything in the one song.
Thank you. Well, that's all from us. Thanks for listening, and for those of you who've tuned in on one of those clockwork radios, would you stop winding us up?
The Newlers contain the Newlers and Seamus. The writing was done by Sue Collins, Karen Egan, Anne Gildee and Paul Toilak, with some more by Tom Jamieson and Nev Fountain. The producing was done by Joe Clegg.